Test 62, Section 3, Question 26. So this one, we're looking for what doesn't resolve or explain the findings in the study. And so it's like a resolve but reversed. We're looking for one that wouldn't do it. And what we have that's a little bit odd here is we've got this study. It's got 5,000 people, which is kind of irrelevant, but 25% of the people over 65 were malnourished. So a fourth of them were malnourished, though only 12% of the people in this age group fell below government poverty standards. Okay, so we basically have twice as many people who are malnourished as we have who fell below the poverty standard. In contrast, a greater percentage of the people 65 or younger fell below poverty standards than were found in the study to be malnourished. And so for people under 65, you had more people below the poverty standard than you had malnourished. And so there were twice as many old people that were malnourished as poverty, as, you know, poor, but there were more younger people who were poor than malnourished. So we want to explain that. But four will, one won't. Doctors are less likely to correctly diagnose and treat malnutrition in their patients who are over 65 than in their younger patients. Well, that could help explain it, because it would say that maybe in younger patients they're noticing, and they just didn't notice that the older patients were malnourished. So that could explain it. People over 65 are more likely to take medications that increase their need for certain nutrients than are people younger, 65 or younger. That too could explain it, because it could say their medications are actually leading them to be malnourished because they are lacking certain nutrients, maybe. People over 65 are more likely to suffer from loss of appetite due to medication. That too could explain why they're going to be malnourished, because they just don't want to eat because of medication. People 65 or younger are no more likely to fall below government poverty standards than are people over 65. Well, that doesn't really explain it. I'm struggling to see the relevance really there. And then people 65 or younger are less likely to have medical conditions that interfere with their digestion than are people 65 and over. And so that one would also help explain it, because I would say, well, it's the over 65 crowd. They're having trouble with their digestion. And so therefore that would resolve or explain this as well. And so D is the one that doesn't do it for us. It doesn't really do anything. It doesn't say that, doesn't make it weirder, but it also doesn't resolve at all either. So therefore answer choice D would be our correct one.